Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is a rebroadcast of The Brian Lehrer Show, so don't even think about calling in. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it used to be for an advertising campaign to flop, the ads had to, you know, actually air. But not anymore. When Motrin launched a new website over the weekend and put up their latest one-minute ad, and take a listen to a little bit of it.
Wearing your baby seems to be in fashion. I mean, in theory, it's a great idea. There's the front baby carrier, the sling, the swing, the wrap, the pouch, and who knows what else they've come up with. Wear the baby on your side, your front. Go hands-free. These things put a ton of strain on your back, your neck, your shoulders. Did I mention your back? I mean, I'll put up with the pain, because it's a good kind of pain. It's for my kid.
Well, to some mothers at least, that ad was condescending and ill-informed. And unfortunately for Motrin, these moms are all on Twitter. So within hours, the word Motrin was the most Twittered keyword in cyberspace. And over the course of Sunday afternoon, the tide quickly turned, bringing a brand new ad rollout to a halt. So to talk about just how it is that Twitter posts can bring down a big pharmaceutical company, or at least one of their commercials, is Virginia Heffernan, writer of the Medium column at the New York Times and expert in all things small screen. She also happens to be a mom. Virginia, how's your back?
It's doing all right. Ben is 3 years old, and I'm away from slings, which is not to imply that slings put any pressure on your back at all, or that it's not an entirely welcome pain when I did feel it. That seemed to be part of the message of the Twittering moms yesterday, that if you get any pain from carrying your kid in a sling, you certainly shouldn't complain about it, and that there was something tonally wrong with this this ad for Motrin. So the moms who sent around these, you know, quick tweets to each other yesterday were not complaining about the product itself, not complaining about Motrin, not complaining about bad labor practices, not complaining about that there's anything toxic about ibuprofen in this form, complaining exclusively about the tone of this ad, as you said, that tried to simulate an informal way that mothers might talk to each other. And according to a huge group of mothers on Twitter, got it horribly wrong.
And just, you know, to be very clear, the position of this show is that babies and slings and swings, very, very good.
And we're right? All in favor. Exactly.
One of the best things ever, I think, in the history of humanity, and just generally pro-positive. So I just want
painless.
To be really...
Painless, too.
Absolutely. I wouldn't call it pain, really, that
no.
sensation. But apparently the ad agency that made this didn't know about the 2,000 posts in 6 hours that showed up on Sunday afternoon. So I guess it begs the question, are there just so many media out there, from YouTube to blogs to Twitter to Flickr, that a company can't really control its own image?
You know, it was really interesting yesterday, because while some of the debate did concern the hot topic or relatively hot topic of whether baby wearing, keeping your kid in a sling, is an appropriate way to to handle them and hold them as infants, a lot of the conversation online yesterday was concerned with how powerful these groups of moms are on the web. It seemed as though some of the blogging moms felt as though Motrin had not that their campaign wasn't sufficiently well focused, some of the sort of captains of this Twitter movement yesterday kept saying that this proves that Motrin needs a CMO, a chief mommy officer, and that mom experts, which some companies have hired, people have probably noticed that Walmart.com has a group of bloggers called the Momtourage, who blog about Walmart products, that mommies should be employed as mommies or as moms to advise companies. And the main message of some of these Twitter notes was that Motrin should have these mom experts on its staff and on its payroll.
Consider the views of the people who actually use the product? That's revolutionary, Virginia. That could bring down the whole system.
Well, you know, it's weird. It was weird to me. They weren't complaining at all about the product, or even that, you know, that moms use Motrin. It was just that they wanted more mothers hired as mothers to be in that boardroom. Some of the tweets said there wasn't a mom in the room who would have signed off on this ad, because any mom would have known about that the baby wearing controversy was too hot a topic to treat in such a cavalier way in an ad. So you almost thought that the commercial interest was, these are mothers who want to work in executive positions in advertising, in marketing, in viral advertising, in social media, and they felt like this ad was clear evidence that this big pharmaceutical company did not have enough moms on its payroll.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to tweet right now. I had a great idea that I'm not going to be able to follow through on. I was going to tweet right now that we were talking about the tweeting moms. And we have 700 followers. You know, maybe some people would have been interested in this. But, you know, Twitter goes down. That's one thing about Twitter. It does go down.
Yes, that's right. There's something interesting about how stuttery and staggery the Twitter technology is. It's not perfectly smooth. And I think people like that about it. They like that you seem to be getting these, like, quick, brief, urgent bulletins that have a kind of telegram. The kind of telegram style to them. It's not like smooth streaming video that you see on Hulu or something. It's
right.
Something a little more primitive about it, and that makes it feel more real.
And for people who don't know what Twitter is, it's a very short message board kind of thing where you can post only up to 140 characters in each individual post. And anybody who you sign up to follow or they sign up to follow you, you know, you'll see what everybody's tweeting, as they call it. Why Twitter, though, for this? I mean, you know, I wouldn't have thought necessarily of Twitter as the medium of choice for the instant protest of a whole lot of moms with babies. 2,000 posts in 6 hours. Why wasn't it, you know, why wasn't it blogs? Why wasn't it emails? Why was it Twitter?
Well, part of the you know, the emphasis on terseness and pithiness on Twitter means that you can seem to get a lot of different voices to appear, you know, like you in one eyeful, in one screenful. So even though I noticed that some of these were, you know, a fair number of them were coming from the same people, that they were all, you know, that they'd been circulating the video among a group of moms who are in regular communication with each other, and that it wasn't, you know, you say there were 2,000 tweets. Well, there weren't also 2,000 people. But it looks like, when you read it, it activates the center of your brain that's like, there's a mob. It seems like all people are calling out. They're all making up slogans. And also, everybody's focusing even more than in a blog on making their point perfectly succinctly. So there are a lot of there are occasions for wit, at least, or occasions for passion or for outrage or for little moments of poetry that make it seem like you've got a big crowd here that's very moved and very affected. And you know, and now we you know, as you noted at the top of this, that Motrin has taken the ad down, and so the Twitter crowd is now congratulating itself on having, you know, stormed the Bastille basically and brought
right.
down this company and so on.
I think it was
a much smaller phenomenon than it might seem if it had been done in a place other than Twitter. It looks like a big deal on Twitter.
Right? Isn't that funny? Because of the nature of the medium, it looked like a mom mob.
Yeah.
Which, having a cold right now, sounds like the same word twice.
Bob.
But here's, just before you go, here's a letter that came out yesterday in response to this. I'm sure you know about this. But from the Vice President of Marketing for Pain, Pediatrics, GI, and Specialty. How's that for a title? President of Marketing for Pain, Pediatrics, GI, and Specialty, Kathy Widmer from...
Yes, give her name again, Kathy Widmer. So they quickly found a woman who looked like she'd fit the bill. I don't know if Kathy Widmer has children, but it's a persuasive possible mom there.
Or if she got a new title, making Pain and Pediatrics, you know, the new alliteration in her title. But it says, we certainly did not mean to offend moms through our advertising. Instead, we had intended to demonstrate genuine sympathy and appreciation for all that parents do for their baby. I thought they were trying to sell painkiller. We deeply believe that moms know best and sincerely apologize for disappointing you. you. Please know that we take your feedback seriously and will take swift action with regard to this ad, blah, 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 blah. And she points out that I, myself, am a mom of three daughters. She doesn't say if they're grown, if they're all in a triple sling, or, you know.
I will say that what my guess is that Motrin looked at a certain kind of mother message board where people like to be, like Urban Baby, where people are a little bit cynical and sarcastic and skeptical about things like baby wearing. And they tried to reproduce the tone of that crowd of moms, failing to notice that there's an incredibly visible group of moms online who take a much more sincere approach to mothering and are unlikely to, or yeah, unlikely to appreciate being told that that there's something, you know, that there's something wrong with keeping your baby in a sling 24 hours a day.
Virginia Heffernan from the New York Times writes the Medium about all things small screen. Thanks a lot. Always great to have you, Virginia.
Thank you, Brian.
And we have a video that we have linked to that compiles all the Motrin Mom Twitter posts. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for that video. Stay tuned.